So we talked about the first story involving around a police officer. You said you had a second story, one that happened in the bathroom of a restaurant.
In the fast food.
In a fast food. Okay.
Okay, so the second story is about a black woman that I was in the bathroom stall.
Oh my God, you don't have like good experience with black people.
No, I don't. I never. So, I was in the bathroom stall. I was using the bathroom as I normally do, like everybody do. So I went. When I went outside, I heard the lock to the door that was in the bathroom stall right beside me. So I knew the woman was getting out of the bathroom. So I was like, I went to wash my hands, and I was like, okay, let me. If she has to wash her hands, I will leave her to, like, give her. I'll give her the washing thing. So she can wash her hands first, and I'll wait. But I noticed she didn't came out, so I was like, that's weird. But I felt like someone was staring at me, so I was like, that was weird. So I just kept washing my hands. When I went to the dryer, I looked because I was curious because I didn't hear any sound. Like, I didn't hear the bathroom door. Like, it was right there. The bathroom was really tiny. So when I looked, I saw the black woman that was looking at me through the door, the bathroom door, and I felt like intimidated because, like, I was like, I'm just using the bathroom. I don't know why the judgment or the why she didn't come out. She was done. So when I left the door, I left the bathroom. I partially left the door open so I could see if she was coming out. Right after I left the bathroom, she came out.
So she was like staring you down, waiting for you to leave.
Yeah, like with the eye over like this.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Maybe she felt like uncomfortable,
With me, probably.
but not 'cause it was you. It could have been with anybody. Like maybe she has like a
Yeah,
social problem.
it could be, honestly.
Maybe she's
But
shy.
right after, like, when I went to the table, I sat down and told my parents. So, but it was weird because, like, in the fast food, there were white people, there were black people, there were people of color. So I was like, why? So I could understand if she felt uncomfortable.
And was she an older woman or like young?
Yeah, she was like in her thirties, mid-thirties.
Okay. That's not old.
Mid-thirties, yeah.
No, mid-30s, she's still young.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna guess it made you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, it made me intimidated.
Intimidated.
Like, I felt a little bit of racism in the area, but it could be understandable if she, like, felt uncomfortable with me. But
I think it's because you're whiter than the average
the
Latino.
average white. Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Like
People say that.
normal Puerto Ricans, they're not as white.
Yes, I am. Yeah, I'm like paper white. But people tend to tell me that I look like more American
Are your parents like, have you half half or like are they both
my mom is
pure?
half half. My brother's half half.
You probably got the half half of your mom.
Yeah.
Because
Yeah,
is your
because
dad white or is
no.
he's black? Light
No.
skin?
Like, he's light skinned, but they're both like Puerto Rican. Like, I have my stepdad and my dad. So, like, they're both Puerto Rican, full Puerto Ricans. So my mom is Puerto Rican also, but she's like half New Yorkian.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but like
So like when
you're.
my mom talks, you can see like she has like that American like accent.
Why do you think that happened to you? Are you just unlucky again, or
I don't know. I think like
was it because you were alone?
probably I was a child. I was like 10. Probably.
If you could you have avoided the situation?
I think I
Holding it in, going.
don't know. I didn't notice, like, when I went in the bathroom, she was in the bathroom, so like I wouldn't have avoided it because like I was just using the bathroom as a normal person, so I don't think there's an actual reason why should I like hold my necessities to like for her to feel comfortable because it's a public bathroom.
Yeah.
So why would I?
Hoping she couldn't hold it in, so she was
I don't know. I could think, oh my gosh, she was probably holding it because she wanted to use the bathroom, but like I heard the toilet flush, I knew she was done.
Would you have said something? Like, if you felt uncomfortable, why didn't you say anything? Like, why didn't you say, hey, do you have a problem with me or something?
No, it would sound rude what I'm gonna say, but honestly, it was because since I was young, and she was a person of color, majority of the people right now, like, you don't know who will actually, like, have racism tendencies.
Should I say something in Spanish? Hey, ¿tiene un problema?
No, I think if I would have said something in Spanish, it would be worse.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Because in the first one I'll be in Latina.
Yeah.
I'll probably catch my ass.
Well, I think that concludes the interview. Might ask some close up questions, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think about the interview?
I think it was a good interview because good. I have never been asked these type of questions surrounding injustice or something like maybe racism or how I felt during situations.
Yeah. Were my questions too hard, or should I have added more or less questions?
Okay, so your questions weren't hard. So it was like normal questions, like having a normal conversation with another human being.
Yeah.
And I think, yes, you would have added more questions because it's an open topic.
Yeah. What questions do you think you would have added?
Okay, I think...
And if you do add them, you can answer them.
Okay, so I think I would have added what qualities both of the situations represent or have they have in common, and answering that question, I think both of them have injustice with it because it represents a discomfort in a human being. It could happen to anybody, but I don't think it should happen in a normal basis. So it's an injustice term and topic. Another question I would have asked if it was you, I think it would have been, what do I think about what is injustice or discomfort and or how I feel about those terms and situations, not just me in general.
Oh, yeah, like your personal
view. Yeah.
Of what you think those concepts are.
Okay, so I think it's when a human being, like that, just a normal human being, do something in a normal basis, and for whatsoever situation, I think I said that twice.
Yeah, you said situation twice.
Okay, so whatever. I think, like, it may represent those feelings, like those bad feelings, those negative feelings, when someone is just having a normal life, when someone is having having a normal life, doing what that person normally does in a daily basis, and another person, like, comes into the story, whatever, the plot, however you want to say it, and wants to arrange in their way the life of the other person. And that's where it creates those negative vibes, those negative feelings, those negative emotions. And that's where what it clearly represents, like division. And that's why there's a lot of divisions in society. Whatsoever color, religion, your likes, what you believe, and stuff like that.
Yeah. It's a nice, nice definition. So, I think we're gonna end it there. Thank you. I must take my name. My name is and my narrator. Thank you for the chance to get to know you a little bit better and the story that you gave us today.
It was a pleasure.
And yeah.
Thank you.